Hello, my name's Christian Jones and I'm a journalist within Manx Radio's newsroom. Now, the Isle of Man's relationships and sex education curriculum is continuing to spread like wildfire, with a concerned parent and Moran commissioner appearing on television last night. External investigators have been appointed to review the situation. Meanwhile, government and QE2 High School are asking the public not to speculate, and the Education Department has since told residents that any abuse towards its staff will be reported to the police. Well, the man at the top of the government, Chief Minister Alfred Cannon, joined us on The Breakfast Show this morning to discuss the reports. But first of all, the review that's taking place, who is undertaking that?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that these are serious and also sensitive matters. And I'm absolutely clear that the safety and security of children must come first. And that's why it's been absolutely appropriate that the Minister for Education has paused the sex education curriculum. And secondly, we need facts. Many of these allegations that are appearing in the media are deeply concerning, but there are also conflicting reports, and we now need to establish with full clarity exactly what has gone on in these classes. And then thirdly, we need to examine this particular curriculum and reassess and ensure it is appropriate, and also it is being delivered appropriately. But we now need a period of 2 to 3 weeks to get clarity on the facts. And then secondly, and thirdly, we need to move on to a sort of period of reflection. And then we need to act accordingly.
But who is undertaking the review? Who's been appointed?
So as I understand it, and I have spoken to the minister at the beginning of the week to clarify that we needed this review. It is an independent review. I understand that one of the individuals concerned is a lawyer and another individual is an ex-policeman. So I can, between them, I am sure that we will quickly get to the facts and evidence and assess that within the frameworks of which the curriculum is being delivered and be able to report back quickly in terms of the actual facts the delivery of this curriculum. And then we need to understand more broadly how this curriculum came into being and make sure, of course, reassess that it is appropriate to be delivered to our children, and make sure, of course, as part of that conversation, that parents are also properly informed.
Now, you're asking the public not to speculate, but when there's a seemingly brick wall that people are getting from government, I mean, what do you expect from them?
Well, I think the part of the problem here is that, you know, we've had a lot of allegations coming through the media. Obviously, at the weekend was the first time that many of us, me included, became aware of some of the seriousness of these allegations. And, you know, when we're acting, and I think my sort of view on this is that we do now need to get to the facts. We've really had a number of contributions in terms of what has happened. I did see some of the media reports last night. It is clearly concerning, but I do need facts. We need facts. I think it's only fair to get those facts. And once we've got those facts, we're in a much better position then to deal with this appropriately, because it is very sensitive. You know, tempers and temperatures can run very, very high, particularly when it's involving children. That's why, as I said right at the beginning, it's entirely appropriate that the curriculum has been suspended for the time being, or paused, whilst this matter is investigated. And then we can, I hope, have a sensible, mature conversation about the appropriateness and relevance, both of this particular curriculum, but more broadly about how this delicate and sensitive subject, but nevertheless necessary subject, is being dealt with and managed in our schools.
I mean, can I just interject there? I mean, something that we've continued to hear from government during the election and continuing right up until now is you want transparency and openness. You're asking people not to speculate, but one of your own ministers took to social media and described the situation as abhorrent. I mean, do government actually know something that they're not telling us?
As I said, I think the critical point here is that we cut through and get to the facts as quickly as possible. I do appreciate, you know, and I saw those interviews, as I said last night, that were being trade through the news station, and also I saw the media interviews that took place at the weekend. And you know, as I said, it's very concerning. But you do appreciate that we have to get to the facts, the full facts. And sometimes, you know, we also get conflicting reports. So that's why I just need that time. And it is a sensitive matter. There's nobody's hiding anything. But all these the facts of that report will be absolutely made public. But we do need a baseline to start, and we also need, you know, by pausing the curriculum, I hope, get to a point where we can start to have the conversations in as calm an environment as possible.
Two national UK newspapers have printed the story. It was on TV last night, and there are some quite influential figures sharing the story to social media. How much damage do you think this has had on the island's reputation?
Well, it's not certainly not ideal. By any stretch of the imagination, but I think we're taking the right actions. We're addressing it as a very serious but also a very sensitive matter. As I said, you know, I've outlined the key stages of what now needs to happen in terms of the investigation, in terms of pausing the curriculum, and then thirdly, having the full conversation about the appropriateness of this particular curriculum and how it's being delivered in our schools. And I just want to be absolutely clear with you, and this rides right through the council of ministers, and I'm sure everybody, never mind just Tim Ward, that the safety and security of our children must come absolutely first. And that's why, you know, we need to get to facts, and that's why pausing the education, doing the independent investigation, and then having a proper adult discussion about what is appropriate, what's not appropriate, and making sure that we are delivering a sensitive curriculum in the proper manner and in the full knowledge of all parents who have concerns or whose children are going through that particular curriculum.
So the review that's being carried out now, I mean, how do you think that can be objective given the coverage the story's had? How will you be able to rely on children involved to be able to give an accurate account of what happened when they've already read so much about this?
Well, I will leave that to the two investigators, both of whom have experience in this field in terms of undertaking investigations or undertaking reviews. I think primarily, actually, the first stage of the investigation will be to speak to the teachers concerned, will be to speak to the parents concerned, and will be to speak to any of the adults who've taken part in any of these classes. And I understand then that only at that stage will an assessment be made of whether there's actually a need to go and speak to any children. And clearly, if that is required, then I expect that would be handled very sensitively.
Lots of talk about facts there. Let's hope they do come to light in the next couple of weeks when the review is published. Chief Minister Alfred Cannon, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.